November 7, 1960, Stephen Jagizak and Peter Smoley died trying to save a coworker.
A century ago, Andrew Carnegie created a fund to honor and compensate ordinary people who put their lives at risk to save others.
That day at the Heinz Food Plant in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, Joseph Butice had climbed into a railroad tanker in which tomato paste had been shipped. Several inches of paste remained in the bottom, along with nitrogen gas used as a preservative. Overcome by the gas, Butice collapsed backwards into the soupy paste. His supervisor ran for help. Jagizak, 34, among several responders, climbed onto the tank, squeezed through the hatch, and started down. Although the supervisor warned him, Jagizak continued. The supervisor reached the hatch just in time to see Jagizak slump forward into the paste. Inserting a hose, the supervisor fed in fresh air. Other men arrived. One donned an air mask but couldn't get through the tight opening. Then Smoley, 25, put on the mask and climbed in. He only managed to turn Jagizak's head out of the paste before also collapsing. A plant safety worker got a rope around both Smoley and Butice, and they were hauled out. A fireman got Jagizak. Butice was resuscitated, but not Smoley or Jagizak. Both were posthumously awarded Carnegie medals, and Jagizak's widow continues to receive a monthly grant from the commission 44 years later.
A Century of Heroes is made possible by MSA, having a passion for safety for 90 years.